Mind Meets Music. There's an app out. It's a tool allowing early and elementary students the power of using music to cultivate academic success. I think that's what you do for a living. Let's talk about this organization and the app, the M3 app. Dr. Monique Salinas, founder, executive director of Mind Meets Music. Good morning to you.
Good morning. A beautiful warm morning it is.
It is a good morning, although I've got the you know, I have to concentrate, so I haven't looked outside.
Oh,
but it's beautiful.
It's lovely.
Oh, got to get out. Hey, Jerry Wayne Newsom, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Shelley.
Yes, Mind Meets Music. What are you all about, Dr. Salinas?
We use music to increase literacy, academic skills, 21st century skills, and enhance brain development in at-risk preschool through second grade students. And we are serving 4,500 students this year. Isn't that wonderful?
Are you doing some good?
We are doing tremendous good. We are changing and touching children's lives one child at a time here in West Michigan.
Yes. Jerry Wayne Newsom, how does it work? Your educators go into the community schools?
Yes, indeed. We have master teaching artists who go in and they implement the program.
And I know many awards you've gained working with a wide variety of kids and parents and teachers, so touching lives. And now you're all into technology. Mind Meets Music, this app. What is happening?
Jerry Wayne, I'll let you talk.
Well, the first thing is we wanted to have something that could extend the reach of the program. The application takes from specific methodologies which we use within the classroom, and it's an extension of the program. It can never take away from the program. It's only supplement to the program. So it can reach not only the students who we are reaching within our schools, but also anybody within West Michigan who could benefit from building ELA skills.
ELA?
Means English Language Arts.
Yes. How important is an app to what you do?
Well, the app, as Jerry Wayne said, extends the skills beyond the range of the classroom. And I think that's really cool about this app is that it's free, completely free. Completely free.
What's the target? Who's your target audience?
Our target audience is kindergarten through second, third, fourth grade students. And the thing that is cool about the app also is that it is benefits the kids if it's helped by a significant other parent, guardian, brother, sister, teacher. And once they learn how to play the app, they're totally able to do it on their own. And it assists reading, literacy, English language arts, as Jerry Wayne said, and it just assists them in doing better in school.
Okay, take me through the steps. How do I find this app?
Okay, let's say you're listening. Your ears are locked. You're in West Michigan or wherever. You would just go on your phone tool or any kind of tablet that's technology-based, and you would go either on the Apple Store or Google Store. Yeah. Apple for iPhones or anything that's Android, you can go on the Google Store. From there, you can just type in Mind Meets Music. Okay. You'll download. Level one is rhyming words. There's really no music built into the level one because the students just want to begin with rhyming words, the simple words like cat, hat, bat, rat, funk, hunk, chunk, monk. From doing those basic skills, they go to level two, which pairs music notes to syllables. So science is cool would be represented by two notes being an eighth note, two eighth notes. Science is cool. And they would then progress to level three and level four, where in level four, they're physically touching the screen, tapping each syllable represented by music notes. And that's either called a ta or ta-di.
How did this get developed?
Well, we were sitting around in our office trying to figure out how we could bring technology and our program into the classroom and into the homes of students to make our program more accessible. And we came up with the idea, why not do an app? Why not make technology accessible to kids in a way that they're used to? And why not an app? And we got so excited about that idea, and Jerry Wayne spearheaded the project. And lo and behold, 2 years later, here we are with this fantastic app.
Yes. So is it? It's the M to the third app. How do I like tell my friends?
Well, we could just call it Mind Meets Music app. It's called M3 because Mind Meets Music. Three M's. M3. So you can just call it the Mind Meets Music app if you go to the store and type in Mind Meets Music, the Mind Meets Music app, you'll come up with the app.
And is it the goal to go from level 1 to level 4, Jerry Wayne?
Yeah, the overall goal is if you start in level 1, it will help build skills to be successful in levels 2, 3, 4. The game is meant for ages 4 through 9, once again the same grades that Monique mentioned, but just in ages. And you can jump from any level to level. But if you start in level 1, you'll tend to be more successful. And it's also cool that way to build up to the next steps.
I might have missed this. Are kids using this, or are you looking at parents to use this with their kids? I mean, obviously 4 to 9.
Yeah, well, basically the game has to start off with the parents.
And it's a game.
Yes, it is a game. Or parent or a more capable other, either being an older brother, sister, aunts, uncles, or whatever. But by starting with a more capable other, you can build the skills to be successful so the student won't necessarily get discouraged, but they can get an understanding of the UI or the user experience. And it's very important. And I also have to say that this way the game was built was a big acknowledgement to West Michigan and the powers of technology being that Snow Monster Studios. David Prendle of Snow Monster Studios helped design and shape this application along with what we wanted as an organization.
It takes a village. Dr. Salinas, how does this fit into the overall mission of Mind Meets Music?
Mind Meets Music wants to increase literacy skills and academic achievement. And this app builds literacy skills in kids outside of the classroom in a fun way where kids learn without even realizing they're learning. Yes. Because they're having so much fun.
Kind of studies show that probably works, huh?
Oh, it's like without a doubt.
It's probably like what you do in the classroom, right?
Exactly. In our program, kids are having so much fun learning, they don't even have so much fun learning, they don't realize they're learning because they're having such a good time.
Yes.
Hence, it's why you're successful and why, kids are successful.
Exactly.
You've got a luncheon this Monday?
We have a luncheon Monday at the University Club, 11:45. If you want to come, just contact us, 419-4329 is our phone number. We'd love to see you there.
Jerry Wayne Newsom, one more time, how to get a hold of my M3 app?
Oh, once again, the Mind Meets Music app, you can get it on the Google Play. You can get it on the Apple stores. The biggest thing is that this is a free application, not free as in you download it for free and then you have to have in-app purchases. You get level 1 through 4 free upon download. You do not need internet after download, and it can go back a few generations of download. And once again, find that on the Apple Store, Google Play, and it is the Mind Meets Music app.
And continue your good work in the classroom with Mind Meets Music. Dr. Monique Salinas, Jerry Wayne Newsom, thank you very much. Cool.
Thank
it's all good.
Thank
See
you
all. Later.